Father's Day. I'm saying to myself as well. I wish you all well. I wish you all the fathers, including those fathers-to-be, or maybe you're thinking of in future you want to be a father. Maybe this is the right time, all right, to wish everyone have Father's Day. I just want to remind you, Father's Day is not just about fathers. I believe that Father's Day is every day. Amen? So I think that all parents, all fathers and mothers should be honored. It's not today, it's just a special day that we come together to honor our dads. Now, 6 weeks ago, when I first took on the job and came on board, I actually talked to some of the young people, shall I say, that we come together and put on a secret mini project. It took us 6 weeks to complete. But in the course of this, we had a lot of joy. Of course, some pain as well. But that's not the point. The point is that we got here today. And everybody was asking, especially the elders was asking, that why am I withholding things from them? You know. But this is a project that we would like to surprise all that. Today's message is not just about one person talking. So what happened is that we have teamed up with about 9 to 10 people in the sermon that will be doing the talking rather than just I doing the talking all the time. So today, this is a special surprise for all the dads, and or maybe you might spot something that's on the screen later on, and maybe someone that you know on the screen. We will begin with reading the Psalm of 103. Psalm 103, I hope that you have been reading. If not, bring out your Bible, have a read on verse 8 to 18 that we will reference to our Heavenly Father, and also is an example for us to have a look into how to be a model parents. All right, so as a reminder for all of us. Now, we know that there is a lot of names for fathers. Fathers, according to most people, are an informal way of calling your father. You can call your father Pop, or you can call for father Papa, or Dad, or old man, you know, if you want to go to the extreme. There's a lot of branding to this dad. But at the end of the day, when I look at the dictionary, most of the dictionary do not have a very clear explanation or definition. They said meaning, but it doesn't mean a lot. Most of them just say a male parent. What does that even mean? All right, yeah, you got to define parents, you got to define male nowadays. All right, so and some dictionary even says that it's a father is just a biological father. So when you make a child, when you make a baby, that qualify you as a father? I don't know, you know. So different people have different perception, and I've been reading articles, and a lot of people have different emotion, sentimental values about between father and dad. You know, they even come up with quote, you know, like say any man can be a father, but it takes someone special to be a dad. What does it even mean? If you think deeper, it sounds sentimental. It sounds really touching, but it's sort of, to me, it just there's some sort of discrimination as well, you know. But I'm not going to get into details. I just want to see there is not enough information. But every time when you ask, let's say I ask my young people at home, I say, okay, what's the difference between father and dad? And they can't really give me an explanation. All they know is that I say, why don't you call me father? He said, father is more informal, okay. Then dad is much more casual. So I said, look, so if I want you to call me father, would you do that? And they said, no. I will not call you father. I will call you dad or daddy. Or call you papa. But not father. A father is too informal. So in other ways, like some other kids I watch on YouTube, like the 9-year-old kids, they give the same illustration. What's the difference between dad and father? And most of them said, because dad or daddy, it sounds happier. It sounds much more casual, much more relational. I guess that's why people come up with this sentimental quote about father and dad. But to me, father is father. It's just a word. Dad is just dad, another word. That you feel comfortable. But at the end of this, it's the relationship that you have. It's the responsibility that carries on this name that you have. What does it even mean? And Bible gives us very clear value. And in fact, if I'm going to present it today, there won't be enough time. But I will give you some basic ideas of how God perceives us, his children, as parents, as dad or mom, or maybe something for young people who are watching now. You probably is something for you to upskill yourself and get yourself ready. Or people who are waiting for a new baby to come, it's something for you. All right? So we come to the Bible. Today's Bible, there is all four parts to the Bible. So I can only briefly go through each part, but I'm trusting that you will read the Bible yourself. So when I look at this psalm, it gives us a model of parenting. Not just father, just parenting when I look at it. First of all, it gives us an attribute of God, of how God is like. And using that attribute, and Bible tells us to be Christ-like, to be God-like. Not to be God, but be God-like. You can learn the example from him. So God has, the psalmist has given us an illustration of who God is, how he reacts. And then the whole focus came into point two, where the love of God. It tells us that it's all emphasized, all this happened because of love. Love of God. All these attributes come together because of love of God. And then he said, with this love as a basis, as a core of the whole thing, there is compassion for God to act as a father to their children. That means to his people. He used the illustration of father. And finally, he said, look, with all these things, the end result is that the children get the blessings. And even tells you that, you know, if you follow God, if you follow this one true God and honor him, it's just like your children honoring you who receive many blessings. You would give to your children who is honoring you with more blessings, isn't it? Would you give more blessings to the child who despise you, who dishonor you all the time? You want to. You wanted to, but you can't, isn't it? So that's why I always say, tell young people, I say, don't lose the grace. You receive the grace, precious it, honor it. So let's get to the scripture. So what happened is that the Lord, the first part was the attribute of the Lord. It shows us that, okay, the Lord, first of all, what is the Lord? The Lord is a master. Okay? Lord is a master. That is the first attribute. It clearly says that the Lord is compassionate. There are four attributes here. Compassionate, gracious, slow to anger. Aha. God get angry? Of course. God's wrath. God is holy. He can't stand anything. All right, but he emphasized here, slow to anger. Because why? Abounding in his love. So these are the four things that as dad, as parent, we have to think about. Are we being compassionate with our children? Compassionate, gracious to our children? Are we being too quick with our temper? Sounds like I'm talking about myself. How about you? And abounding in love. Whose love is that? Sometimes love can be very selfish. The love here is talking about is God's love. God's love has to match with his just, remember? All right, it has to be fair. It has to be righteous. So he said, he will not always accuse, nor will he harbor his anger forever. So giving the explanation of his anger right now. All right, he will get angry, but not for too long. That's what a quality of a dad, the basis of that. You can get angry at your child for now, but you got to walk away and come back and settle things and be all right, but you can't get angry with your child forever. That's our Heavenly Father. So he does not treat us as our sin deserve or repay us according to our iniquities. That's why Jesus came, right? He sent his son so that we do not need to pay. He asked his son to pay and redeem us. Remember? So with this, he carry on and say and give us an illustration. Okay, what sort of love is this? When we talk abounding in God's love, what sort of love is it? It tells you the wideness, the depth of God, the depth of his love. Can you imagine how high is between heaven and earth? Where is heaven? How far is the east to the west? Can you imagine that? Imagine that kind of love. It gives us an illustration. It's an eternal love. Why you can't, beyond your comprehension kind of love. Sacrificial is not even enough to describe the kind of love that God has for us, that he has to send his son and die for our sin on the cross. All right? So it's that kind of sacrificial love that we come to and understanding. And like I say, we have some testimonies, some videos of young people who actually give that kind of expression. I tell you, of course, everything added up together is not enough of what is described on the screen right now. But at least it gives you some ideas of what these young people feel about their father.
Hello everyone, it's an honor to talk about the strength of my father. As a father, he always loved the family, so he left the family and the country for work since I was born, which means he's been working 27 years already until now, and he never displayed his emotion. As a father, he always loved the family and cared for the family, so he provided everything for the family to have a good life, to have a good education. So thanks for that. Not only that, he also taught me about the Word of God and encouraged me to have Bible study, to pray, everything. So thanks for that. He is a good father to me, and I love him so much as he do. And on this Father's Day, I'd like to thanks to my dad and all the father around the world for everything they did for the family, for everybody. Thanks for that. Happy Father's Day.
Big shout out to my dad for being supportive and encouraging in everything that I do, and also being self-sacrificing, comforting, and showing me and teaching me what it means to be a Christian.
Happy Father's Day, everyone. I'd like to share with you all something my dad sometimes says: have as much as you like. It's not said thoughtlessly, that might imply he doesn't care, and not sarcastically, that might imply a begrudging offer, but rather said in such a way that you can feel the generosity behind the words, yet the invitation to consider: if I do eat all that I want, will there be any left for anyone else? This is something I feel God invites us to do so often. To know that God loves us and it brings him great joy to bless us, yet invites us not to squander all that we have, that he has given us, on ourselves, but to consider others.
Just wanted to thank my dad for one experience in particular. That was the Great Ocean Road, Great Vic bike ride that we did about 10 years ago. It was a fantastic time. At the time, it was quite difficult. I probably complained a lot. But looking back on it, definitely one of the best moments we've had together, and yeah, really special 2 weeks. So I just wanted to thank you for that, Dad, and happy Father's Day.
You see all these people? How do they honor their father? Out of all these brothers and sisters, when they honor their father, when you add up everything, all the praise, all the noun, the verb they put together, it's not even enough to express what the Father has in mind, or what our Heavenly Father has in mind. But we'll do our best. But whatever we do, your dad, your biological dad, your father who raised you, or whoever impact you that you consider as a father, it really put a meaning to what it means to be a father. Someone who actually support you, someone who teach you, discipline you. You know, that's what it means about slow to anger. That means God, you don't be surprised if God get angry at you, because it's out of love that we did something wrong, that he got to make it right for us. So because of all this, you can see people coming forward and thank their father and give honor, tribute to their father. Now in the scripture also, it comes to the third part where it talks about the father now. Now this is an illustration, expression where God show us what's different. You know, it's just say, the first phrase is, as a father has compassion on his children, so, you see the comparison, so the Lord, the Master, the Heavenly Father, the God, has compassion on those who fear him. Now, I got to express, fear him is not like you're scared of him. What it means here is you respect him, you honor him, you worship him, just like how do you adore your father? How do you look up to your father? This is what you mean. You fear your father. You're not afraid of father. You fear your father because your father has compassion on you. All right? So let's stop here for a while and see, like actually get into what is the meaning, actually, the Bible talks about when it talks about father. Now, the meaning of the Father, there's a lot of things that we can cover here. There are three things here, actually, we can talk about the conventional Father, we can talk about the pictorial Father, and we can also talk about numeric Father. So this is what is revealed to us in the Bible. When you put all these three together, it gives you a full picture of what God talks about. But today, I'm just going to give you a brief idea. Hopefully, in future, maybe we can go into details. But when I look at it, it's not as simple as just put a tree. So a conventional father is someone who is biological, someone who raised you, someone who specifically, clearly state it has to be a man who has a child. That's a father, conventionally, all right? So if you cannot call yourself a father if you don't have a child, all right? You must give birth. So that is the criteria that was ideal, that was given. And then the thing that I want to show you is the pictorial part. The pictorial part of this is, if you see on the screen, is the first letter of the alphabet is Aleph, all right, it's A. So as you can see, it's written from the right to the left. That's how they write it, but I put it in an English way, a Western way, and so I do it on the right to the left, or from the left to the right, all right, for you. So, and then there's a value of one, which means number one, the only one. All right, and this biggest one, nobody before. All right, and there's another character called Beth. Beth means it's number two, which is it could mean a house or a tent. And also, if you go numerically, it means the Son of God. All right, but we're not going to get into that. But we're going to look at just a household for us. All right, it has a picture of an ox. An ox means that it's a leader, it's a strong leader, it protects the cow and the calf in the herd from any predators. All right, and Beth is a tent, it's our house, a place that it dwells. So what ideally that it given us a picture of a dad is that it's a strong leader, a protector of a household. That's what it means. It gives you a clear expression of what God has in mind when you become a dad. All right? This is a role responsibility. In our term today, be a man. All right? Be a real man. This is your responsibility, and do that. I'm not saying that nowadays women could be stronger than a man. Sometimes that position just swap around. There's nothing wrong with that. Provided you have agreement within each other, whichever is the strongest will lead the family. But there must be a family, there must be a strong leader, a protector in the family. So that is what we call defined as a father. So if we go back to the scripture, you see that these strong leaders, and as the Lord expressed, these strong leaders could have bullied you, yeah? Could have do something evil to you because they're strong, they're leaders, they're protector. So I'm the macho guy, so I can look down on you. I can punch you in the face and you can't do anything about it. And they said, it clearly said that as the Father and so as the Lord, have compassion on those who fear him. You have respect, you have honor for your Father, but your Father will not bully you. Remember the first criteria attributes, compassion, grace, anger and love. Everything based around the core of love. Without love, that slow to anger will become a torture to you, all right? Because of that love, God has to be slow in his anger to cool down, all right? To find a way, a solution to actually to discipline you, yet showing you that kind of love. This is the criteria of a father. We don't punish our kids because of our selfishness. You know, we have to learn to control our anger, but at the same time, discipline our kids, all right? And it says, it even give a really, really, really a conclusion to all this, an illustration to tell you why. And he tells you in verse 14, for he knows how you were formed. Remember, he's a maker, all right? As a father, I know I watched both my daughters came out from the mother's womb. How they were delivered, how the sinner, you can't imagine. If you've never seen it before, it's a very exciting experience because it is something you feel like that you are the maker. You feel like a man when you watch a baby just came out. You know, it's a product of your love between you and your wife. And he remember And I just want you to focus on the last part where he said, he remembered that we are dust. When's the last time you remember the dust that you vacuum and throw in the rubbish bin? Can you remember the last third dust that you vacuum up? No, right? But this is this Lord, this God, our Heavenly Father is more than that. It tells us that our Father, in terms of the quality of a father, is that it doesn't matter. You know that your child is fragile. Your child, nobody is going to remember him. It's nobody. But you as a father, you look into your child as a gem, as the most precious ever, the greatest kids in your family, the greatest child you ever. That's what God's in us. That's an illustration of how God wants us to see fathers. A strong leader, protector. That's what it means to be a strong leader and protector. Because you protect the weaker one. You protect whoever is given and trusted to you. Alright? No one will ever remember because we are men. We'll be gone. But God remember us. That's the blessings. And when we come to the final part, what is the blessings about? It's the blessings that God has given to your children on the final part, dear Father. Now we're going to see another few more brothers and sisters. They're going to share how they were being blessed by their father.
Thank you for this opportunity. I'm acknowledging my father who lives in Yangon, Myanmar, with my mother and with his grandchildren. He is over 60 years old. My father is a leader, a preacher, and a lecturer. He has genuine commitment to his Christian faith. He is the founder of Bible College and a senior pastor. He trains people to be ministers of God. He is both a thinking man and a doer, helping poor people, especially by giving money, encouraging them with the word of God. He advises people. He teaches his children by his actions. He is honest, sociable, open-minded, optimistic, and sometimes he can be humorous. He likes football and boxing. He regularly talks to me by Facebook. I thank God for his rules in my life. Thank you. May God bless you all.
When I think about my dad, I think I remember most all those little moments that I could count on him. And I remember him jumping us on the trampoline and would bounce up so high into the sky. And I remember the times that he would go to work late so that we didn't have to walk to school in the rain, and how he would leave work early so I didn't have to take my saxophone on the bus. And I remember not having to be afraid to ask him to help us or to do something for us, because he was always willing to be there and to support us in what we wanted to do, whether that was playing sports or music, and he would do everything that he could to make that happen.
Hey Dad, happy Father's Day. Just want to say thank you so much for being our dad, being who you are. Thank you for really encouraging me and us in being who we are and in our quirks, even when I know I can drive you crazy. You never put us down for being who we are. And yeah, thank you for nurturing our spiritual growth, and just for sort of praying with us, building us up, encouraging us whenever we get to know God more, and in all our good ventures like that.
Yeah, thanks for thank you for encouraging us to read and memorize scriptures as well. It's really a benefit to have the Word of God written on our hearts. It's, as you would say, and for encouraging us when we were younger to memorize Psalms as well, to have them at the tip of our tongues as well, to encourage and remind us that God is bigger than we are, and that we're all serving Him and relying on Him for everything. Happy Father's Day!
Can you see all these, the young people that we have? We praise the Lord for all these young people. It proves something. It proves that we have some quality fathers in our church. You know, I thank God for that. You know, we got qualities, examples that can allow. Don't use that illustration just at your home. Please, you know, spread it to your church. Spread it to our community. You can use that kind of quality in our. There are probably many fatherless children that is on the street or people who has not experienced the father's love like this. And you see that I especially want to thank you for thanks the Burmese congregation to send three of their men to us and to express their feeling and how it was a surprising testimony to me to hear that wow, it's just that the dad will go to the extent of leaving their children for a period of time. In Peter's case was 16 years without seeing the children. How do you do that? Because they sacrifice for the family, sacrifice to provide. Remember the strong leader, provider of the household? That's what it's like. It's like I say, it's not even enough to express. But we come to the final session of what is the blessing. And first of all, it said, 17 said, but from everlasting to everlasting, the Lord's love. First of all, this love. It's nothing that you've seen. What we have expressed so far is just only the tip of an iceberg. Can you imagine the love that lasting way before it happens? Way before the beginning, of the world. That's why it said everlasting to everlasting, to eternal. I can't imagine what is eternal like. We use a symbol, sort of like a tilted eight to represent eternal. But what does that even mean? There's no word to such love, all right, in our words. But then it says clearly, the blessing is that for those who fear Him and His righteousness are with their children. Now, what it means here is show you that God is true love and God is just. So, like I said before, many times, you need these two to come together because to be fair in loving anyone, you need to be just. All right. If there's no love, then your just will keep on punishing you. That's why God is slow to anger. So only what he's trying to say here, only God's children will experience this kind, will understand this kind of love, will appreciate, will honor their father for this. This is the blessing to children. And for fathers, for any parents, for any young people who are watching this right now, let me share with you, if you look at the verse here, with their children's children, this is a promise. It's a promise from God. When you honor your parents, when you respect your parents, you have children after children that is following your footsteps. Right? For those who keep His covenant and remember to obey His precepts. All right? When we talk about precepts, we normally think about rules and law. There's nothing wrong. Look, if you live under your father's house, you're happy with any rules that they provided, right? Because you live under them, you know they love you, you know they care for you, they pay everything for you, yeah? from your hair to your toe. They provide for you. The problem that every time when we read the Bible, we think about, oh, I got to keep something, I got to commit to something. The problem is that because we are not their children, that's why we feel really hard to commit to something that is not ours. So unless you come to Jesus, unless you come to God, and allow God to be your father, and let God adopt you as His children, as His legal right children, you will never experience this covenant. And what the beautiful thing to obey. And it says here, remember to obey. That means we are forgetful. You see the love of the Father? He know you. You're made from the dust. He know me. I'm a dust. So these are the blessings that God has given to His children. So who is the greatest father ever? Of course, it's God. So how can you get in touch with this greatest father? is through Jesus. Jesus said, nobody can come to my Father except through me. So you have to follow Jesus. For those of you who are watching, if you have not decided to come to Jesus, I encourage you, after all this, when you look at the screen, contact us. Maybe you can, if you want to contact me directly, just contact me through an email and get in touch with us. I'd love to pray with you. I'd love to share more about Jesus with you, all right, if you want to know more. For those who have been following Jesus, keep honoring your parents. For those who have been parents for a long, long time, you think again. All right? How can I lead my grandchildren? How can I lead my congregation, my people around my community, to continue to pass on that legacy, to make our community a better place, to encourage one another, to parent each other, to help each other with their kids during this time of pandemic, where the world is changing? What are we going to do about it as Christians? This is the greatest Father ever. Let me pray, and then we're going to play a song called O Come to the Altar. I hope that this Father is not a title that we just carry, or Dad is a pair, or whatever title names that your children has given you. It's not just a title. But I hope that this is an offer of service, a role that you serve, use to serve the Lord. All right? Not just serving your family or your children to buy, find their favor, but whatever you do as your father in your fatherhood, you serve the Lord to honor this name. Let's pray. Our Father, we thank you so much for allowing us to have that opportunity to be a father to someone. Father to our own biological child, and also to father to be a dad to maybe some of the young people that want us to mentor or want us to disciple. And Father, we just thank you so much for allowing us to call you Abba Father, which is much, so much deeper and so much inclusive, telling us that that your perspective of being a father is not just within our own people, but also to a wider community. And I thank you so much that whatever we've lost, maybe some people might have lost their father, some people might have never seen their father, but Lord, you replace yourself with whatever we lost. I thank you for all this replacement to step into our life and to allow us to receive blessing after blessings, and to continue on to pass on the blessings to our community, to our young generation. And Lord, I just thank you for this Father. I wish all the fathers our blessings to the world, to our community, and to their families. And I wish that, you know, and if there's opportunity for us to make right with our Father, maybe this is the time. And may your Spirit go before us and lead us. In Jesus' name I pray.